The Book of Genesis, Chapter 21. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did to Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah became pregnant and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should nurse sons? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this slave and her son, for the son of this slave will not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight on account of his son. And God said to Abraham, don't let it be grievous in your sight because of the lad, and because of your slave. In all that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice. For in Isaac will your seed be called. And also of the son of the slave I will make into a nation, because he is your seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and gave her the boy, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the bottle was spent, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went, and she sat down across from him a good way off, as it were a bowshot. For she said, don't let me see the child's death. And she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in your hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew. And he dwelt in the wilderness and became, as he grew up, an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the captain of his host, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son. But according to the kindness that I have done to you, you will do to me and to the land in which you have sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of the well of water which Abimelech's slaves had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I had not heard of it yet, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what do these 7 ewe lambs mean which you have set by themselves? And he said, these 7 ewe lambs you will take of my hand, that it may be a witness to me that I have dug this well. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swore both of them. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. And Abimelech rose up, and Phicol the captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days.